In OM Update News, I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. One man is in critical condition at the Harborview Medical Center in Seattle after Saturday morning's fire in Nome. Another was rescued and treated for thermal injuries at the Norton Sound Regional Hospital. Nome firefighter and ambulance personnel responded to an early morning fire on Saturday and rescued the two men. Jerry Steiger with the Nome Volunteer Fire Department says the fire appeared to be contained within the Arctic entry of the residence. NVFD personnel described the fire as quick and hot, causing extensive heat and smoke damage to the structure. Steiger says despite the fire's burn area being relatively small, the heat and smoke had moved through the building quickly. The fire department was able to extinguish the blaze within an hour. Nome Police Chief John Papasadora says two men were rescued from the fire.
During the course of the fire suppression, one subject was rescued from the roof. They also made entry into the residence where they made a secondary rescue on an individual named Conrad Klemczak. Conrad was disabled. His disability was from fire injury. He was trapped inside the residence. Suffered significant thermal injury, probably also smoke injury.
After being extricated from the building, Conrad Klemczak, age 54, was transported to Norton Sound, where he was stabilized before being medevaced to Seattle. He remains in critical condition at the intensive care unit of Harborview Medical Center. Rescued from the roof was Walter Rose, age 50. He was transported to Norton Sound Hospital with thermal injuries. Chris Grooms, a deputy fire marshal from Fairbanks, was on the scene in Nome on Sunday to investigate. The cause of the fire is currently unknown. An elderly Nome resident was found deceased on the beach over the weekend. Around 9 p.m. last Friday, the Nome Police Department and the Nome Volunteer Ambulance Department responded to a call of an unresponsive man at a camp on West Beach. NPD and NVAD found Thomas Stamps, age 71, deceased on the scene. NPD says no foul play is suspected in his death. The state medical examiner's office was notified. The body was taken to the morgue and is pending release to Stamps' next of kin. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, Office of Native Affairs and Policy, is visiting remote communities as well as Anchorage and Fairbanks to learn about obstacles Alaska Natives face in accessing the Internet. The visiting officials also held a training session Friday in Anchorage. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes reports that the training for telecommunications service providers and tribal leaders included an overview of certain FCC regulations and outlined how to take advantage of programs and policies aimed at Native Americans. Keynote speaker U.S. Senator Mark Begich told the group of about 50 people that providing fast, affordable, and reliable internet access to everyone is a matter of doing the right thing.
When we talk about rural connectivity, it's not the city down the street that's a small town, but it's really about the first people of this country that get access. Some of the most impoverished parts of our country. It doesn't matter if it's in the YK Delta here or down in my colleagues down in Lower 48 that talk about their states and their reservations and the poverty that is stricken in some of these areas. Telecommunications and broadband and this connectivity is the access to equality in this generation.
Ralph Anderson is CEO of the Bristol Bay Native Corporation and co-chair of the Alaska Federation of Natives. He says he wants people in even the smallest, most remote Alaskan communities to be able to use today's technology.
I want the best for my people. We deserve it. I mean, the people in America have had this technology much longer than us. They've also had a 185-year head start on us. And we have a much shorter time to make up a great distance.
Jeffrey Blackwell is the chief of the Office of Native Affairs and Policy at the FCC. Responding to a question about U.S. Department of Commerce or National Telecommunications and Information Administration grants, he said the funding has been zeroed out. Broadcast and internet communications service providers transmit data via sections or bands of the radio frequency spectrum, which the government auctions to users, bringing in billions of dollars of revenue for the federal government. Senator Mark Begich told the audience he'd like to see some of those revenues go to telecommunications programs, but because those revenues now go to other programs and with the belt-tightening climate in Washington, D.C., that's not likely to happen. President Barack Obama has signed a bill designed to expedite home building and energy development on tribal lands. The law enables tribes to approve trust land leases directly rather than waiting for approval from the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The Navajo Nation already has that authority. The so-called Hearth Act was sponsored by Democratic Representative Martin Heinrich of New Mexico. It's expected to open the door to badly needed housing development on reservations, as well as wind and solar energy projects that tribes have been eager to launch. Land on American Indian reservations cannot be bought and sold because it's held in trust by the federal government. Previously, if a tribe or tribal member wanted to build a house or business, the Interior Department had to approve a lease of the land or mortgages. That process sometimes took years. The Nome Common Council recognized Amy Smith-Heisler for her service to the city of Nome as the animal control officer, a job she's had the past 10 years. The council presented her with an appreciation gold pin on behalf of the city of Nome. Smith-Heisler announced her resignation at the beginning of the month. Mayor Denise Michaels read the resolution the council unanimously passed to recognize Smith-Heisler's work for the city.
Smith-Heisler has shown outstanding commitment and compassion for the pet population of Nome, and whereas the animal control officer Smith-Heisler's commitment and compassion have had substantial impact on the quality of life of pets and pet owners in Nome, and whereas the animal control officer Smith-Heisler has given generously of her time, her efforts in promoting the welfare of the domesticated animal population in the city of Nome.
Smith-Heisler said the pen will look great in her new home. The council passed first reading of an ordinance that sets ambulance fees, raising the fee from $455 to $600 or $650, depending on services. The effective date of the ordinance will be August 13th if the ordinance passes second reading at the next meeting. The price of gold is down $5.80 an ounce to $1,617.10. An ounce of silver is down 10 cents to $28.18, and a pound of zinc at 83 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151, the flight status says it should depart to Anchorage on time at 9:47. It's unofficially 47 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.